Over the summer, WNYC reported on how low-income New Yorkers faced long lines to get rental subsidies from the government, only to find some of the nonprofits tasked with processing the paperwork were unable to keep up with demand.
2 weeks ago I came, I could have been, you know, ahead of the game by now, but they turned me back and I'm here back again.
Now nonprofits are getting up to $3 million from the city and state, so more staff can be hired. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez reports the long lines have diminished.
The problem wasn't the lack of subsidies. It was that nonprofits were understaffed and overwhelmed by the high number of low-income New Yorkers, mostly single moms, who were facing eviction. Carolyn McLaughlin, the head of Bronx Works, says the city and state doubled her budget since August to $900,000, which means she's been able to hire 6 new staff and will bring on up to 6 more.
It's been great. It's been absolutely great. We were feeling really, really terrible about, you know, people being in a situation, coming to us desperate for help, and we weren't, you know, able to meet the demand. And now with this additional resource, we can.
The Family Eviction Prevention Supplement is just about the only rental assistance still available to keep low-income people from slipping into homelessness. According to state statistics, the need has been growing rapidly. In fiscal year 2008, 4,700 households received the rental assistance. In the last 14 months, almost twice that number have qualified. Legal aid attorney Judith Goldner says the demand is not likely to let up.
The economy in New York, unfortunately, is still pretty dreadful. And so we have many, many more people who need this program. And really, often it's the only thing standing between them and entering the homeless system.
Legal aid had sued because of the long waits. Goldner says she's amazed at how fast the city and state responded. She adds that legal aid will continue to monitor the situation. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.